union of Shoichat, it says that the reason why you're not allowed to take Shoichat is because it's going to ruin your judgment. That's the word Shoichat. The word Shoichat means Shehuchat. That means if you pay somebody money, now they become with you one. In other words, the Dayan and you become one. You pay the Dayan. So now the Dayan and you are like one. So you're going to now, when you paskin, you're going to paskin like him. Right? So that's what the Gemara says in Ksubis. That's on Kufayim and Beis. Kufayim and Aleph, the Gemara says, that even if you take Sheikhet from both parties, it's also Sheikhet. So we asked Akasha yesterday. So why is that Sheikhet? If you're taking from both parties, so now you're equal, right? Taking from Reuven, you're taking from Shimon. Now you're 50-50. I'm not more leaning to Reuven than to Shimon. What's the difference? Why should I make a difference? So based on what we said, it could be Metaretz that Kasha. It's also going to answer another Kasha. The Dubin the Maggid, the famous Kasha he has, by the Chet of the Meraglim. If you remember, after the Chet of the Meraglim, Klai Yisrael do tshuva. Toilam remembers, right from Parsha Shlach. Yeah, they wake up in the morning and they do tshuva. They say, okay, we want to do tshuva now. Right? They decide they're doing tshuva. And we're ready to go into Eretz Yisrael. Toilam remembers what Moshe Rabbeinu told him? Nobody? Somebody? Moshe Rabbeinu told them, V'hiloy sitzloch. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. L'chor, why not? They didn't tshuva. They're ready to do tshuva. The Meraglim are ready to do tshuva. Klal Yisrael ready. Forget the Meraglim. Klal Yisrael doing tshuva. Moshe tells them, you're not going to succeed. But they did tshuva. Why are they not going to succeed? He says, you're not going to succeed. Pekach Aven. The Nephilim, they went. And they weren't successful. Why not? We always say, Shari tshuva loy ninalu. The gates of tshuva always opened. Why not? So the Dubin HaMagid says a great chap. He says like this. He gives a mashal. Kedarkei Bakayish. He says there was a rov. And the rov had a gevaldige son, special son, a Talmud Chochem, a Gaon. And he does a shidduch with another guy in town, a very wealthy guy. And the rov's son and the guy in town, they make the shidduch, they get engaged. They sit down to talk money. Money for the chassidim. So the rich guy, he's sick and tired of being taken advantage of. He feels he's always taking advantage. He always pays. So even though he can afford it, he tells the rabbi, listen, rabbi, I'm going to be giving a lot of money here, don't worry. But for the wedding, it's 50-50. You pay for your people, I pay for my people. I don't want this, I don't want to pay again. I'm always paying. The rav says, listen, can't afford it. I have a great son, I can give you a great boy, but I can't afford to pay the 50-50 for the chas. I can't do it. So the gevir says, I can't do it either, I'm not doing it. I could do it, but I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm out of the picture. Anyway, the shidduch breaks up. A couple of months go by, his daughter gets engaged to the Amoraites in town, Nebuch, not the best shidduch. And they're engaged. And the guy watches how this buck is treating his daughter when he's engaged. He says, like, what did I get myself into? Just because I was in action with the money, look what I'm ending up with. I don't want my daughter married to this guy. Anyway, he changes his mind. Calls back the rabbi. He says, rabbi, let's do the shidduch. What happened? The rabbi says, what's going on? What's changed? So I'll tell you what changed. He got engaged. And I said to some buck in town. And I see the way he's treating. I don't want my daughter to have such a husband. So the rabbi says, sorry. No shidduch. No shidduch. So he comes to the rabbi's house. He says, Rabbi, I don't understand. We had the whole problem was a money breakdown, right? That I told you you're going to have to pay for your people. Now it's okay. I'm taking care of it. What's the problem? He says, no deal. Why not? He says, because in order for my son to get into a marriage that's going to work, it has to be somebody who appreciates who he is. Somebody says, you know, for this boy, it's worth it. I appreciate who the boy is. He says, with you, you didn't appreciate my son. You already threw him in the street. It's only when you saw the alternative. He said, ah, that guy. Sean, I'll take the rabbi's son already. If this were, he says, that shit, it's not going to work. Shidduch's not going to work. Zok to Dubin and Magid. Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Chemdo. The land of desire. He says, once we didn't desire Eretz Yisrael, that's it. No good. Elamai, the Baruch Hashem told us, oh, you're not going to Eretz Yisrael? Okay, so for 40 years you're going to dray in the desert. You're all dying here. He said, forget it. We don't want to do that. We'll go to Eretz Yisrael. No deal. No deal. Eretz Yisrael has to be Eretz Chemda. Has to be a land that you have a desire, that you want it. Not that I don't want the alternative, so I'll take this. B'di'evit, I'll take it. So b'di'evit. That's not a shidduch. That's not going to work. That's the b'di'evit. But I want to tell you explanation in what he's saying. That'll explain us with the Sheikh as well. In order to conquer Eretz Yisrael, why does it have to be an Eretz Chem? That's a mitzvah. So why does it have to be Eretz Chem? The teretz is, every mitzvah has siyata d'shmaya built into that mitzvah. Every mitzvah. Every mitzvah has in it siyata d'shmaya to do that mitzvah. So if Hashem gives you a mitzvah, Reb Noyam, you should be a boki in kol ha-terekula, it means you could do it. I also think you can do it. But more importantly, the Rebbeinu Shlom holds you can do it. He gave you the mitzvah. So that means that if a person likes to chagayin and learn and he throws himself into learning, he could do it. Because the Rebbeinu Shlom gives you in the mitzvah, he gives you siyata d'shmaya to do the mitzvah. Memela, when the Rebbeinu Shlom gave us the mitzvah to conquer Eretz Yisrael, he gave in that mitzvah siyata d'shmaya to conquer Eretz Yisrael. You follow? So even though Eretz Yisrael was very, very difficult to conquer, look at Yericho, the first city they conquered. It was a whole miracle, right? They walked around the city, the walls fell in. Siyata d'shmaya. But when do you get siyata d'shmaya for a mitzvah? Only if you do it l'shma. If you're not doing the mitzvah l'shma, then you don't get the siyata d'shmaya. The special siyata d'shmaya you get when you do a mitzvah. That's if you do a mitzvah lishma. If you do a mitzvah lishma, then you get a special siyata lishma. I heard this from Rav Eliyashiv. He once told somebody about Reb Chaim, his son-in-law Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim has special siyata lishma. Special siyata lishma. Reb Chaim has special siyata lishma. So where did Reb Chaim get the special siyata lishma? Special siyata lishma. You know, there was a guy once outside of Reb Chaim, he comes to Reb Chaim. He said he heard there's a medrash that Nebuchadnezzar was only a tefach tall. There's a medrash like that about Pari also. Pari Naka, Pari was only a tefach. So he's a very little guy. Even though like the Chazanish, you're not dealing with such a big guy. Right? Chaim Noah, Chazanish, claim. So the guy comes to Reb Chaim, said, did you ever hear of this medrash? So Reb Chaim said, yeah. Where is it? Reb Chaim says, I'll find it. How do you find such a medrash? It's not a tzavol from the medrash. This is not a medrash that, you know, that you talk about by Shalashudas. It's not a tzavol from the medrash. Reb Chaim told the guy, I'm going to find it. I don't know exactly where it is. I'm going to find it. He sat in his office. An hour later, pulls out the medrash. It's a Yalkut Shemini, a Psikta, a Yalkut Shemini in Yoina, in Sefer Yoina, middle of no man's land. In middle of no man's land. And there's such a medrash tak. Siyata Dishmaya, Rav Yashiv said, Rav Chaim has a special siyata Dishmaya. Special siyata Dishmaya. So the guy tells Rav Chaim, the guy tells Rav Yashiv, no, I also want it. This is Rav Chaim. Where can I go to the machine also and, you know, put in a quarter and get the same siyata Dishmaya? Why does only he have it? Rav Yashiv told him, he learns Torah Lishma. He learns Torah Lishma. Special Lishma. Special Torah Lishma. For that Torah, I love repeating the story because this is a maisa that I had. I made a parlor meeting for Kol Chazanish many years ago. Why did I make a parlor meeting for Kol Chazanish? Because Rav Einfeld, the one who raises money for it, he asked me if I could do a favor to do it. But I wouldn't have done it just for that. Because once I start making parlor meetings for Kol, there's no end. So Kol Chazanish, Kol Chazanish is special Kol. At that time, Reb Chaim Knievsky was one of the younger light, or elder light, in the Kol, learning in the Kol. So it's a very special Kol. Very special Kol. I'll tell you what sold me on to make the parlor meeting. Sold me to make the parlor meeting is Reb Einfeld told me, he says, I want to tell you the story. He says, because really, to raise money for Kol Chazanish should be very simple. Especially then, they had Reb Chaim Knievsky was in the Kol. You know, I get every day of the week different Rosh Kol come to me. Could you help me with the Kol? I have special Kol guys. Imagine the guy tells you, Reb Chaim's in my Kol. That's pretty good. He says, hey, I'm not so impressed. Reb Chaim's in my Kol. Reb Chaim Knievsky. Yeah. He says, I want to tell you a mice about Reb Chaim. He says, the truth is, I had a brainstorm. This is what Weinfeld tells me. I had a brainstorm. Said a couple of years ago, I was thinking, why do I have to make myself crazy raising money for Kol Chazanish? I'll take Reb Chaim to America. Reb Chaim never comes to America. Take Reb Chaim Knievsky to America. Just like you have all the Havdal, these Mekubalim that come. Right? Tzadik Ba'amei Eretz Yisrael, right? Somebody with a turban. And they come, he's staying by this Gevir in Flatbush and Avenue, whatever. You come in and he reads your palms, he reads your nose, he reads your head, he reads your hairs, he reads your beards. He's the Gevaldik. Right? Somebody once said the reason why they're called Mekubalim is because they're a Makabal. They're Makabal money. Miloshim Makabal. The Shurish is Makabal. So I'll bring up Chaim to America. And in 1 week, I can collect $5 million. Imagine you take up Chaim to people's houses. Hello, I'm coming down with Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim comes to your door, what do you say? $25. So he says, this is what we're going to do. We're going to raise a couple of million dollars, $5 million, let's say. $1 million goes to Reb Chaim's family. $1 million of the $5 million, $1 million goes to your family. Reb Chaim had over 100 grandchildren then. Could use the money. Give $1 million. So Chaim looks at the guy and says, for me, I have zero interest in $1 million. Take off a couple days of learning, $1 million. Not worth it. No way. No way. He says, but you're ready to give $1 million to all my grandchildren. That's what I gave to my wife too. I can't say no for her. Ask the Rebbetzin. So Rav Einfeld said, I thought, oh, now it's a home run. You go to a grandmother, tell a grandmother, Rebbetzin, I'm going to give $1 million to your grandchildren. Just like Reb Chaim comes to America for 2 days. Big deal. A little vacation, Reb Chaim could use this little break. A break. So he says, I was dancing to the Rebbetzin's house. I knew it was this is a home run. He said, I told the Rebbetzin the whole story. And I told her, I asked Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim told me I should ask you. I don't know, he even told her, Reb Chaim said, no, you just, Reb Chaim said I should ask you. Like my kids do. They don't tell me, they ask their mother already. Ta, what do you say? Then my wife calls me later. She goes, I told him under no circumstances, Bishum Panavoyev. Ta, what do you say? So, the Rebbetzin looked at him, he said, like he fell off the roof. She said, I should give up a day, 2 days of my husband's learning for $1 million? for such a so stupid, $1 million. He says, she made me feel like I was stupid for even asking the question. Can you imagine? Listen up, it's a Gideevsky. That's Torah Lishma. Because if a person really learns Torah Lishma, if you're learning Torah Shalei Lishma, forget it, for $1 million, you'll take off a couple of years. If you're learning Torah Shalei Lishma, and a guy comes to you for a couple million, for $1 million, you'll take off for the rest of your life. $1 million? With all kinds of former cheshbonis, stalker, you'll do all beautiful things. But when you're learning Torah Lishma, I said, you know what? I want to have a piece of that coil. I'll make it a parliament. Make a parliament. When he told me that, my sir, Memela, since to conquer Eretz Yisrael, you need to be Lamala Manatev, you need Siyata Dishmaya. It has to be Lishma. If you're going to try to conquer Eretz Yisrael, Shalom Lishma, it's not going to work. Because then you don't get the Siyata Dishmaya. The Siyata Dishmaya you get if you do it Lishma. I want to tell you, Rabbi, say that's Pshat and the Gemara Ksubis. Because what did we say? When a dying does a judgment, he gets Siyata Dishmaya to do the right judgment. But if he takes money, doesn't get the Siyata Dishmaya. Because then he's not judging Lishma. Once he's not judging Lishma, he doesn't get the Siyata Dishmaya. That's the Pshat. That's the reason why the Gemara says it's just like you're not allowed to take Sheikhet from one side, you're not allowed to take Patera Sheikhet even from two sides. Yes, if they're paying you because you're taking a day off, they want to pay you not to go to work, that's something else. But if they're paying you to do a judgment, that's already called Sheikh. Because that means the judgment is not Lishma. Once the judgment is not Lishma, it doesn't have the Siyata Dishmaya. Okay.
So why would...